Zach Jackson here. Thank you so much for listening to the Thang podcast. And thank you to our friends at Nissan for helping bring you this podcast. Don't forget, take the second to give us a review. Rate this podcast. I know you've been sitting there, you've been listening to podcasts over and over and over and over and over again. And you say, oh, I got to do that. We'll do that right now. That would be much appreciated. That helps us get the word out. All right, here we go.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
I got to warn everybody right out of the gates because something's going on. I don't know what it is. Something's up, Monica. Good morning, Monica.
Really?
Good morning.
Antoine is missing. That's not part of the mystery, but there is a mystery going on. Who kidnapped Antoine Terrell? No. Antoine will be back tomorrow. He got his shot.
Yeah, he's good.
And did you check in with Antoine after he got his vaccine shot number two to see if he had gotten the illness?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not. No. Nope.
You're a bad friend.
I figured he was all good. If something was going on, he would, reach out and say, oh, I feel a little weird.
I mean, yeah. I checked in two different times. I checked in on the first day to see how he was doing. I checked in on the second day. Now, selfishly, I'm just really curious.
How you want to know how you feel.
Right, exactly.
See, yeah. I did not.
Okay. And you figured for some reason that if he did not feel well, if he was receiving all these symptoms of chills and being very tired and feverish and all this stuff, the first instinct that he would have would be to text you to let you know that he didn't feel well.
If he was really feeling weird, I think he would contact me like, I feel weird. Have you heard anything about this? Because, I'm one that likes to know about whatever weird little side effects, come from the shot.
Okay.
And I have friends that have received it and they seem to be doing well.
So he would have checked in with you because you would have had any available conspiracy theories as to what was going on. Okay.
I would not help calm him down. So
anyway, he's fine. He'll be back tomorrow. He took today off for a couple different reasons. So it's me
but
and
what's
Monica.
Going on?
Something is up today and I don't know what's going on, Monica, but I think we're trapped in a time rift.
Really?
Yes.
Why you say that?
I lost 15 minutes today, twice, and I don't know where they are.
How? You set your alarm. How did you lose 15 minutes?
Right. I set my alarm. I did my thing. You get up, you shower, you go through the routine, you get dressed, and normally by the time I do all of those things, it is 4 o'clock. It's 4 a.m.
Right?
After I get up at 3:30, I do all that stuff. I look at my clock, 4:15. I don't know where.
What did you do differently?
Nothing. Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did you take a little longer in the shower? Did you add some more shampoo?
I don't think so. I don't know. I lost that 15 minutes. And then, of course, now I'm scrambling because I'm running late and I got, all this stuff I need to do. So I hustle.
Right.
And I'm running around and I hustle into work and I'm hustling around here. And I believe I've gotten it back to where I'm just about 5 minutes late. But I've managed to catch back up. And then here I am. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the show ready. And I look up and I think it's 5 o'clock and it's 5:15. I lost it again.
So what else did you do? Did you make a coffee? Did you talk to people at the station?
All right, you think I'm talking to anybody around here?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe about the weekend.
No, but, I did nothing out of the ordinary. I did all the normal things that I normally do, but I keep losing 15 minutes and I don't know what's going on. I can't keep
somebody's trying. Messing with you.
I think we're in a time rift. Guys, I don't know what's going on today, but I do believe we are in an alternate dimension. And hopefully this is a dimension that does not have coronavirus, but I think it is. I'm pretty sure it's the same, everything else.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe I have a Valentine's Day hangover. I don't know.
Well, you did have delicious foods and a beverage.
I did have delicious foods and beverage over the weekend, but you had delicious foods and beverage over the weekend too, did you not?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? Okay, so Valentine's dinner, you and your husband last night, did you make dinner? Did he? What?
He made dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So did he make Lunchables and juice boxes?
Filet mignon. Yes. He cut up some little meats and cheeses and stuff for a little app. And he did everything. We had Saturday. We celebrated on Saturday.
Okay. Well, it makes sense. I mean, it's Saturday.
A lot of people went
Sunday.
Out on Saturday.
Yeah.
And he had already set up a sitter and, kids spent the night with Nana. So it was a whole thing. Surprised me.
Merry Valentine's Day to
Hello.
You. So did he, with the meat and cheese, did he at least cut those into the Lunchable circles? Those same little charming circles?
Yes, he did. Yeah, but he got one of my friends that like helped pick out wine that I like and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it was really nice.
He went above and beyond this year, that guy. Mm-hmm. Look at him.
I was like, look at this.
I know, very proud of him. It can only be Jared. There he is. Did he did he brag on himself? Did he do any sort of like, look at me, look what I did? Hey.
A little bit. Yesterday his dad popped over and he was like, yeah, so I cooked dinner and stuff for Valentine's. He's like, oh, son, you cooked. He was like, what'd you cook? He was like, filet mignon, and I did this and that. I'm like, it was great. He did a great job.
That's good. Monica, you'll be happy to know that I didn't believe any of y'all's lady lies this year because, you know, my wife told me that we were not getting each other gifts because we were getting under-counter lighting in the kitchen, which... Uh-huh. I mean, that sounds great in theory, but that sounds like something a guy would say. A guy would say, yeah. Well, we don't need to get each other gifts because we've got light bulbs this year, and that's all we need. So I made sure to not listen, and I got her gifts anyway.
Good.
Now, she got me nothing, just like she said she would. But I would rather it be that way.
To.
I don't care. The light bulbs, that's fine. She's like, I thought we agreed we weren't getting each other anything. I'm like, I don't remember that. Oh, it's accidentally fell in a bag. I don't know. Open it. There you go. Thank you very much. Better safe than sorry. Now, you know, the fact that she meant it. Oh, well. But I would rather accidentally buy her something. We have a debate of how you shower, you frontals and you backles. And now we have sock on. Sock on.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How do you sleep at night? Do you sleep with your socks on?
Me?
Yes.
Absolutely not. I think you're crazy. People who sleep with socks on are insane. I don't know why you want to keep all that heat. And I feel like it keeps a funkin' for some reason.
That's exactly what I feel. But according to this doctor, Dr. Jess, on TikTok, she says that you should sleep with your socks on.
Dr. Jess says so.
Uh-huh. Wearing socks makes your feet warm, and then it opens up the blood vessels that cools the body down. So wear your socks.
No, I don't believe that person. I mean, a doctor.
She's
of
a doctor.
What? Oh, a doctor of what? There's all sorts of... Dr. Doolittle's a doctor, and he talks to animals, so who cares about him? There's plenty of crazy doctors out there.
Wear your socks. Wear your socks a bit. She said the body being cool tells the brain that it's time for bed, so it will help you fall asleep faster. Keep your socks on.
That's what she says.
That's what she says.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all, because to me, I feel trapped in that case. I'm not someone, I guess if you are a person who just runs super cold, you have no choice because your extremities are frozen all the time, then I guess you're sleeping in gloves at that point. There's probably somebody listening who sleeps in gloves. You can text in to 52353, and I don't even mean like
moisture. We won't
moisture.
Judge you.
Not yet.
It's okay.
Oh, I'll judge a little bit. But I'll at least, I will sit here and try to understand. Is that good enough? Can I do that?
Okay, yeah, I like that.
But yeah, I'm a sock off guy, and I think even as terrifying as it is to agree with you, Monica, I think it holds a funkin', don't you?
It does, but the doctor is saying maybe we should try it, see if we fall asleep faster with our socks on. One night, just try it, or even for a nap, keep your socks on. I mean, you probably do keep your socks on for a nap if you fall asleep on the couch.
Yes,
but if you just go to bed. Keep your socks on.
Yeah, I try to stay clothed when taking a nap. Otherwise, I'm just going to bed. I mean, I can't do that. I have not committed to returning to this day at all. I mean, that just means the day's over. Forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't know about falling asleep faster, though, because I can tell you this is through my research and all my years of science. I know that the easiest way to fall asleep fast is to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work. I promise you, the next night, you fall asleep fast because you're tired.
That's true.
Yes.
You're like, I'm done.
Yep, that's a foolproof way. Socks on, socks off, nude, wearing ski jacket, whatever it is. Yeah, children can be banging on pots and pans, and I'll still just, I will fall right asleep. I had, was it last Friday? I had to take a nice big nap, and I was exhausted. And there were guys installing lights in my house, like the electrician guys in the kitchen, and my wife had to leave. She goes, my husband's upstairs sleeping, but don't worry, he'll be fine. He will sleep through whatever it is you're doing. So just drill. I didn't hear anything. I didn't, and they were drilling holes in the wall. Yep. I've learned to tune it all out over the years.
You're a deep sleeper.
Yeah. It's just, I learned how to nap with tiny children. You know how tiny children like to try to wake you up all the time when you're sleeping? So I just learned how to sleep right through that. So eventually I would just wake up and they'd be standing there staring at me. Scare you. Freak you out. Make it ready. For all the news that is fit to report for nerds. The It's just science and technology and goofy news that we find here in the week in Nerd News. Weight loss. Everybody wants weight loss, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I have bad news for you. I actually have two.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Not for weight loss. Okay. It's, you know what? I'll get the bad news out of the way for you right now, Monica. Because, you know, you keep hearing about how someday we're all going to be eating bugs. Because bugs are good for you. That's something.
Protein, right?
Right. They say it's protein. They say it's an easy way to get the world protein because, well, there's a lot of bugs. Monica, if you, they think now that if you are allergic to shellfish, which we're pretty sure that you are because you eat shrimp and then your throat starts to close up.
Yeah.
I have bad news. You are also allergic to cricket meat. Oh, no.
No.
I know.
I feel like I can fight through the allergy. I keep trying. I know it's dangerous. Don't do it at home. I don't recommend.
No.
But, you know, it's not good. But, God,
so
it
your passion for cricket meat is that hard that even though I'm allergic to
crickets. If it comes down to it. Yeah, what if it comes down to, you know, that's what's left on Earth. And then I'm like, well, what do I eat?
Yeah.
Give me an EpiPen.
Well, I mean, if that's all that's left, then sure. I guess you have no choice. You'll have. I'd be surprised if there was a world, though, Monica, where the only thing left on Earth was crickets, but we also still had EpiPens readily available. I feel like those would probably be gone.
Yeah.
Some medical emergencies would have caused that. Yeah, so they're working right now, scientists, on a new weight loss drug. They're saying it is a game changer. I feel like I read this story all the time, though. Like, oh, it's going to be a game changer.
But, I mean, but you never know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know what's going to work.
So this is called semaglutide. And they just finished a trial where some people got an injection once a week of this semaglutide. And then they had diet and fitness advice also. But in a year, the people who got the drug lost an average of 33 pounds, and the people who didn't get the drug and got the placebo only lost 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. What exactly is it, though? Like, what does it do?
No further questions, because I don't know.
Oh.
I have nothing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yay, I lost 33 pounds, but yay, I just grew a tail out of my leg. Like, you know, like, what... What's happening?
But it's a light tail because it's not causing too much on your weight. You still lost a bunch of weight.
True.
So, yeah, it's a very thin, just, you know, 2-pound tail is all it is.
Okay.
But, what do you have for us in the nerd news today?
We're talking about diet and exercise and everything else and living a long life. How about Pearl Cantrell? Pearl, she lives in Texas and she's 105 and she says that the key to a long life, bacon.
Bacon.
She has bacon with every meal.
Wow.
And you know, some people say just, you know, have bacon here or there or just try to sub in turkey bacon.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she says bacon every meal.
Wow. I mean,
she's 105.
If that is the key to long life, my son's going to live to be 700. So he's going to be fine because he loves bacon and he would eat it for every meal.
Oh, my gosh. I had a talk with Hendrix about bacon because we were leaving from scratch biscuit. Hey, Nathan. And Hendrix was like, well, bacon comes from a pig. I'm like, yes, it comes from a pig. He was like, ah, poor pig. Like, he was like, too bad. Sucks for you. You taste so dang good. I'm going to eat you anyway.
Okay. So what he was saying, not, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore because I feel so bad for the pig. It was, well, get in there, Wilbur. You know your job. You have one job. Feed me bacon.
It was complete opposite. Like when Ava was his age. And I said, Ava, I said, well, with chicken nuggets, I mean, it comes from a chicken. She was like, I will never eat chicken nuggets again.
What?
And Hendrix, on the other hand, is like, yeah, well, it's what it is.
Cock-a-doodle lunch. Ready to roll. Yeah, I tried to explain that to the kids when they were younger, too, where I wanted them to know where their food came running from and understand that. And I remember watching Deadliest Catch one time, you know, where they catch all the crabs. And my daughter said, she's like, well, those aren't like the crabs we eat. I said, yeah, they are. That's exactly what they are. This is exactly where they come from. And she was like, wait, it is? I'm like, yes. Oh. It doesn't just show up at the store. She did not stop eating crab, by the way. She did not feel
she's
bad.
Like, they taste
she was
too
just
good.
Curious about the whole situation. you know, these 100-year-olds and their secrets, I think every single one of them has something different to say. One of them will say, I've never had alcohol. The other one says, I drink alcohol for lunch. Like, it is, you know what the key to long life is? God deciding you're going to make it to 100. Luck.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's luck. You have nothing else. And they always ask him, what's your secret to long life? Not dying. Like, not dying is the secret to long life. That's it.
That's it.
Yep. But they ask like, every single person when they turn 100 as if they know. They have all the wisdom in the world. Hey, what's
But for some of them, though, they do have like some kind of, not a ritual, but something they do every day. You know,
right, but one of the, like I mean, this woman is eating nitrates, which in other cases, people say if you eat bacon every day, you die. Like, it's,
right,
it doesn't matter. It's some of them, they have whiskey every day. Some of them never drink. Some of them smoke cigarettes until they're 100.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Finally, this woman that I have this story right here, she got everything she deserved when it comes to special orders. I don't need no special order, Antoine.
Like, not at all. Not even the slightest of changes.
I don't need it. I know that these fast food places in particular, they spend tens of hundreds of millions of dollars doing research to scientifically figure out exactly the best combination of foods and things and stuff. And that is all I need, man. I roll in, give me a one, give me a two, give me a three.
I can't say that I'm as bad as Monica and some of these texts that are rolling in, but there are the occasional special orders for myself.
Monica's never ordered a number. In the history of your life, have you ever ordered a number? Have you ever just said two and walked away?
This year, it was this year, because Ava said she wanted a number six.
Okay.
At McDonald's. And I said, what is number six?
You don't even know what a number one is. How would you even know?
Yeah. I was like, okay. I'm like, oh, so she wants some nuggets.
Pointing out, nuggets. Monica's saying, yeah, see, I ordered it this year for somebody else, for a normal person.
Yes. When have you ordered a number for yourself?
Ever. Never. You've never ordered a number.
No.
Okay.
There's been a time.
Case closed.
Yeah, case closed.
Back when they like to count.
Back when they didn't have numbers. That's what it was. Yeah. And
just
it is
a burger.
Man, you people, and I do mean you people on these special orders. These are ridiculous. I mean, some of them are just crazy, like people who want large McDonald's coffee, 15 creamers, 15 sugars. Good Lord, man. Yeah. What is that?
Goodness. That's sugar.
You need a second cup for that in itself.
We're looking for people, and I have this story. She gets exactly what she deserves, and I hope this happens to all y'all at least once when you do all these difficult special orders. This one, Famous Anthony's, they said, I get the mozzarella pizza chicken sandwich, but I sub mozzarella for cheddar, no pizza sauce, and honey, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and onion instead. That's not the same order anymore.
That's nothing right? that came with it.
That's you saying, everything. I would like the McNuggets. Please hold the McNuggets and instead get me two slices of bread and put a burger patty in the middle and then put some cheese on top. You ordered a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
You changed the order completely. Well, guess what, Monica? Guess what this person got that I have for this story? You know what they got when they went to McDonald's with their special order for their burger? Nothing.
What?
They got nothing.
What do you mean they got nothing?
They got nothing, and they got everything they deserved because young Katie was drunk, and she went to McDonald's because she was hungry, and she was drunk, and she likes to do special order stuff. So, you know, you get in there and be like, I don't want, you know, no mustard and no onion. So she accidentally said no mustard, no onion, no pickles, no bun, and no patty. So she got nothing. They actually gave her a receipt for nothing.
Did they charge her for it?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Yes, they did. Because she ordered nothing, and that's what she got. And Helen was one of our texters. Yeah, all right. Helen, what is your special order, Helen? I'm rubbing my head while I'm talking to you.
Well, okay, I'm a picky eater, or I guess you would call me a weird eater.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I need to sit down for this already. Okay, fine.
Oh, gosh.
All right, go ahead.
I order my salads deconstructed.
You order your salads deconstructed. What does that even mean?
Oh, I have a guess, but please explain.
Okay, go ahead.
So it means that every part of the salad be separated.
Yep, that's what I thought.
So the tomatoes, cucumbers, and lettuce all in their own little place on the plate. And then I dip every little piece into ranch.
No. You know what? You have ordered the grocery store produce section. That's what you ordered. You ordered that. You go get that yourself, and you construct your own salad. Don't make someone break it down for you like that. Go in and say, give me the crudité platter instead.
I would throw it in your face. I would get fired. It'd be the last day I worked there.
I need to, thank you, Helen, give a shout out to the people who work at these restaurants and have to put up with this mess.
Good gracious.
Because here's another one, Monica. Check this one out. This person says, I need four 4 for $4. So they go to Wendy's and they want four different orders. All junior bacons. The first will have lettuce and pickles, barbecue dipping sauce, and a Sprite. The next will have lettuce, mayonnaise, and ketchup and pickles, ranch dipping sauce, and lemonade.
Right?
The third, add ketchup, honey mustard dipping sauce, and a cherry Sprite.
Okay.
Yeah. And he says, I can hear the worker sigh, even though it's through the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
And that's all for the same person.
And what makes that more frustrating is that you're in the drive-thru getting that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You have slowed up the world. Like, the entire world. Like, 581 has now stopped because of you in this drive-thru.
Right, exactly. And you say, well, I only ordered off some 4 for $4s. Yeah, with all of those modifications.
That's not the 4 for $4.
I have always said that every fast food place should have two lines. One that says normal people. And the other one says, aw, hell nah. And the woman's name at the front is aw, hell nah. That's her name. You don't even see her real name. She sits there and goes, aw, hell nah. Now, Monica, we were diving into the conspiracy earlier because I am convinced that we're in some sort of time rift today because I lost 15 minutes. Then I managed to get it back. Then I lost 15 minutes again.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Text 52353. Zach, it's happening to me too. After the alarm goes off, 15 minutes disappears in the blink of an eye. Here's another one. Not Valentine's related, but I too lost 15 minutes this morning. WTF.
The 15 minutes, where did it go?
Where is it?
What's going on?
Who's stealing our 15 minutes? Who stole our quarter hour, Monica? Why did they take our quarter hour?
Who did it and why?
Yeah. I mean, if it gets us to the weekend faster, I'm okay with that. But really, all it's doing is setting me behind. Like, why does that 15 minutes not disappear at, say, 4:45 p.m. to 5 o'clock, you know, when people can just go home from work? It's not that.
It's first thing. You need it in the morning.
Yeah, you need it in the morning, and all of a sudden it ain't there. So if you are a victim of the time rift, go ahead and let us know. You can text in to 52353.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I have updates on the two most trending individuals from last week.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is doing something good. The other one is having a bad day. So we're going to start with the guy who's having a bad day. And I told you exactly that this is what's going to happen. But Super Bowl streaker man. You know,
Thong suit.
Yes.
Suit or whatever.
And remember how the story was. Oh, Super Bowl streaker man. He won $374,000 because he bet on himself. Yeah, well, guess what? He ain't getting that money. Just like I said,
he's not getting it.
All his
bets. But technically, he didn't.
He influenced the bet. He absolutely did. He's the streaker. You can't bet. Tom Brady can't bet on Tom Brady. It's the same thing. He can't do it. And I knew if he starts running his mouth and telling everybody, oh, yeah, we bet we're going to win all this money. Well, Bovada, which is where he made the bet, says, nope, all your bets are voided. Thank you. Goodbye.
So basically, he's out a lot of money now.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to jail. He had to pay that fine.
Yep. Yeah, he originally said he bet $50,000 on himself, which was not true. Now I think he's just a liar also because there was a $1,000 limit. But then he clarified and said he got a bunch of different friends to make bets on his behalf. So Bovada went in and canceled all of those. So again, he ran his mouth. Everybody lost their money because he couldn't shut up. Cash
out.
He lost
all his friends.
Yeah.
What a bad day.
Dummy. It's his own fault. Yeah. Again, he did it. Other people are claiming, oh, they canceled my bet, too, and I didn't even know this guy. But, they're saying, no, I'm paying on any of those. Okay.
Number two.
Now, Gorilla Glue Lady, she was the other one that was big from last week. Who put Gorilla Glue in her hair. And a lot of people were mad that she was getting free surgery and people were sending her all this GoFundMe money and everything. I am at least here to report that Gorilla Glue Lady, because she received $24,000 from GoFundMe donations.
Sure.
She is donating 20,000 of it to charity.
Okay, good.
So there's that. So I give Gorilla Glue Lady some props. She kept $4,000 because she said she needed 1,000 for when she went to the ER and it didn't work out. Uh-huh. That was her bill. And then she got a free surgery from this Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, but she had to fly to California. So she kept a little bit more money for her expenses to go there.
Okay.
But then she gave.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good move. Right,
so $20,000, she donated it to this company called Restore, this organization, which is the Beverly Hills plastic surgeon who did the surgery for free. He has a foundation that helps people get reconstructive surgery, you know, kids in Africa that have problems with their mouths and everything like that. So, you know, that seemed good. Now, if she's also started her own line of merch that's called Bonded for Life. So if you want to buy a shirt, you're going to keep that.
See, I was waiting for you to say that because I was like, why'd she get some kind of Netflix special? Yeah. You know,
I was thinking of hair products. It's got to be somebody that's out there trying to do some sort of super hairspray that actually is for your hair.
Yeah.
And they'll try to get Gorilla Glue Lady to step in. But yeah, she's selling t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatpants called Bonded for Life. So if you want to support her, you can go ahead and do that. But she did $20,000 to charity. So I got to shout her out on that.
Number one.
All right. Now, as we do whatever it is we do in this world now, and we talk about moving back toward the way things were, moving back to normal, who knows? I don't know. I don't know how long that's going to take.
Yeah, we just got to take a breath and just take it day by day.
Right.
that's really
and
what we
some
have to do.
Things you look forward to having them return. You know, things like going to a movie or going to a party or just, you know, going to the grocery store without a stinking mask on. Any of those things. There was one thing I was looking forward to of never returning, but I have very sad news that I'm here to report that already, and this is way too soon, in the state of Ohio, where I'm glad I don't live anymore, they have already welcomed back buffets.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, I just felt like the buffet was just gone.
Yeah.
You know, with COVID, I feel like it was kind of sad, but it's just gone.
I was okay with it. I was not sad. You know, I'm not a buffet person. Never liked the concept of the buffet and the food just sitting out there and kids with their hands and tongs and all those things. Like, it seemed like one that we would just, we would look at it and say, you know what? In hindsight, we're never going back to that one. Like, we're good to go. But nope, they've already made buffets legal again in Ohio.
How are they even doing that? Like, I wonder, they have to have some kind of system.
Well,
like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, they're saying go play by the rules.
The co-workers are getting it.
So you're supposed to wear a mask, much like everything else, but something also tells me that there's a handful of people that would fall under the category of buffet aficionado who are also not fans of masks. So we'll see how that goes. You're supposed to have your mask on while you're waiting in line. The tables and the salad bars and whatever are supposed to be 6 feet apart, of course, and the serving utensils are sanitized and cleaned hourly. So there you go.
Okay.
I mean, you want to take that risk? Fine. I guess the way I have to look at it is I was never a buffet person anyway. So if that's something you really want to do, I'm not going there anyway. It's cool.
You're like, I'm good.
Yep. But that was the one. I was like, all right, good. I think we'll be done with this. And nope, they are back. So if you really, really want to eat.
Quick turnaround.
You want to suck on crab legs to your heart's content. Road trip. You have to drive to Ohio at this point to do it.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Hot seat.
Now, we grill each other. Monica, I got one stupid question for you. I mean, they're all stupid questions because they're all hypothetical. These are always the, would you rather? Would you rather be punched in the head or punched in the stomach or whatever it is? My son loves to do those all the time. We're sitting at the dinner table. Daddy, would you rather die by a fiery car crash or would you die by a fiery plane crash? And I think...
Yay, son, let's talk.
Good talk, great. Son. Hey, don't you want to go play video games or something? Go on, get out of here, kid. You bother me. So we ask all sorts of questions like that. So, for example, Monica, I'll ask you this. One year of your life, okay? Which would you rather have? Would you rather spend 1 year in jail or lose a year of your life? Just gone. You just... You don't get that one. You got to die early. And I'm going to say you lose a year of your life, but it's not your 89th birthday versus your 88th. I think you got to lose a good year. Like you lose one now. You just, I don't know.
Oh,
you
gosh,
go, like you're in a coma.
Year.
You're in a coma for a year.
Oh, gosh.
Put it that
Ooh.
Way.
Well, you know, okay. Well, then in that case, I will take jail.
Okay.
Because I feel like I would meet some interesting people. Martha Stewart, she lasted, what, a few months, and she was fine. She made friends.
She did.
And I think that I would be able to maybe just get in the kitchen, season up the food. You know, I could do some stuff. I could find something to do.
Sure.
A workout.
Yeah, you always, you know that is the thing. Everybody, they go into jail and all you can really do is read and work out. That doesn't sound like the worst. Like, you know what? I'll finally read some books. I've always said I was going to read some books, but now I'll go ahead and actually do that. And you can go to the gym.
So I think that I'll take jail. A year of jail.
I think I would take jail also. All right. What do you have? What do you have going on?
Okay. So my first question for you, you're invisible. The first thing that you're going to do is what?
Go to other people's showers.
That's the first thing.
Yes.
That was fast.
Ooh, yeah.
That was like, you already know. You already know.
Well, don't you already plan those things out? Doesn't everybody already know the answer to that question? Like everyone should know the answer to that question. If you're invisible, what's the first thing you would do?
And I bet you some people text in and be like, oh, I would mess with my family. Just like, you know, play a trick on them or I'll go and... You know, take some kind of fruit, knock somebody's food over. I'll just mess with people. But then, you know.
I don't want to do those things first because I feel like if you mess with your family, you have a very good chance of them ratting you out. Like already knowing that it's you and you're invisible. And then you're not going to be able to get away with anything because then you're going to go. Because the other one you do, in addition to going to other people's showers, is you go into the bank vault. That's the other one you always hear. Uh-huh. I'm going to go into the bank and I'm just going to take all the money. And then I'll have a bunch of money and I'll be good to go. So if you mess with your family first and they know that you're invisible, they will tell the cops.
And then you have that year in jail.
Right. Then you have your year in jail. And I don't know how they handcuff you because they can't find you. But yeah. I mean, what would you do? Would you mess with your family?
Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah, I would actually drive just to freak people out. That's what I would do. I would hop in my car and I would just drive around town and have people call and report me. And they'd be like, the car was driving. It was hitting down 81, blah, blah. It was speeding, going this fast. But I didn't see anyone. I want them to call. And then I will pull over as if I was broken down.
Okay.
Just wait. They'd be like, oh, I guess they're coming back for their car. I don't know why they said that this car was on the road.
So that's what I would do. I guess that's probably a better question in all this. And you can weigh it at 523-53. Is if you were invisible, what would you do to mess with people? What is that thing you would do? Because think about how fun it would be if you could trip people. And they wouldn't even know what they tripped over. And they just trip and fall.
And just be mad. Oh, gosh. Just be mad. Walk around mad.
Uh-huh. Hell. Smash sandcastles at the beach. Just walk out while kids are building.
Oh, we're terrible.
Oh, we are. We are terrible. Okay. So two animals, Monica. You can switch the sounds that they make. So you can take one animal and have them make the other animal sound and vice versa. Do you have two animals that you would choose?
Ooh, two that I would choose. I would want a cat to sound like a donkey, like an ass. Because I think a cat tends to be a little bit of an ass. So, yeah, excuse my language. Yes, the kids are out most
of
the
time. It's an animal.
But anyway, yeah. But, yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay.
Have a cat sound like a donkey.
Because you just want that cat to look a fool and sound a fool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, mine had a more practical thought to it. I would like to take a snake and a rooster and change out their sounds because I want to know when the snake is coming.
I do like that.
Yep. I want to hear it.
I like that.
Yeah. Because you want to know where snakes, though I will say this, it's probably because I feel like there are many snakes in the world just all the time. Like they're kind of everywhere and we don't really realize it. So it's going to be kind of terrifying to hear the rooster all the time.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
But that's okay.
But would you? Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like a snake to have a warning sign, some kind of warning sound.
I think that's fair. Sure. Did he deserve this vicious Valentine's gift that he received for what he did?
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Also, Monica, you have a man that doesn't have the heart to break the news to his girlfriend.
Yeah, about his tattoo.
What is his tattoo?
Okay, well, he said that he wanted to get his first tattoo had to be something very meaningful. Of course, this tattoo's on you forever.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, okay, I know what I want. I'm going to go to the tattoo shop. I'm getting the number 12 on my arm. So he gets the number 12 for his favorite football player, Tom Brady. Ooh, yay. Well, he goes home to his girlfriend. He's like, I got my first tattoo. This means the world to me. And he shows her and she says, oh my gosh, babe, I love you so much. I can't believe you remember. That's the year that we met. and she's just thrilled. She's over the top, you know, like, oh my gosh, emotional. This means so much to me because you remember we met, you know, 2012. That's our year.
Yes.
And so he doesn't have the heart to tell her that it's
not.
He didn't tell her.
Nope. You just keep that number 12. She'll be like, babe, I don't understand why you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo with our number 12. And you just say, babe, it's because remember my love of pirates? You know how much I love pirates? Yarr.
I mean, do you say anything? He has to say something, you know, soon. Yeah.
No. No, I don't think you can say anything because then she's just going to get mad at him and say, why didn't, you know, oh, you get a tattoo for Tom Brady and you don't get a tattoo for me. And we've been together for 9 years.
He has to tell her.
Are they?
He has to eventually say
And is
something.
It just boyfriend, girlfriend? Is it? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. See, so then she'll say, and it's been 9 years and you haven't even given me a ring and blah, blah, blah.
Well.
No. You let her
in that case
believe whatever it is she wants to believe. tattoos can be interpreted in many different ways, right?
That is true. That, yes, yes, yes.
I wouldn't say nothing. I'd be like, yeah, that's just what I told the guy at the time. And maybe what you do is you kind of you try to ease into it and you say things like, I know it was the year we met, Tom Brady. And you just kind of keep
just slide it in there.
Right. You just keep sliding in. Be like, yeah, because it's babe, I love you, Tom Brady, so much is what it is. Love you.
And then have the ring ready. Get on one knee. I love you, babe.
It's about time for that ring. He may need to do that now. But maybe he's probably bought at least two or three more years with just the tattoo.
Yeah.
Because that's a commitment. That's true. She's probably like, well, I don't need a ring because he's committed to me with this ink on his body, Tom Brady. All right. This guy, did he deserve this is the question. So this is what she gave him for Valentine's Day. This has gone viral. I got like 4 million views already in a day. I will let her explain what she got him for Valentine's Day.
Since everybody's sharing what they got their significant other for Valentine's Day, I thought I'd share mine. So I got my husband this cute little box.
So the box has all the, it's a photo collage inside this box. Continue.
Filled it with pictures of all the girls' photos that he's been liking on Instagram. Oh, he likes it.
Why would she do that?
She did a photo collage of all the different girls whose pictures he had liked on Instagram. She went into his Instagram, took all the screenshots, made it into pictures of, here, babe, here's all those ladies you like. Happy Valentine's Day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's uncomfortable, awkward, scary. All right.
Did he do anything wrong, though, is the question. Is he not allowed to?
Did he not like her photos?
I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe.
I bet she posts a lot. She sounds like she posts on Instagram clearly, since she's like going through and screenshotting everything. So I guess if he didn't like his own girlfriend's pics, then.
Yeah. See, I guess. So is it okay? Like, as long as he likes all of her stuff, he can also like other ladies' stuff? Or is he not supposed to do that?
I think it's okay to like. I mean, it's a like.
That's what
Unless you're going through and liking every single picture. Like, you know, because I pop up and I like everything. If I like your picture, I will like it. I will send a heart to it. I don't care, you know.
I see what this is. I see what this is, Monica. You're trying to dilute the system for all of those sexy men pictures that you like, and you're distracting your husband, and he can't see that you like Michael B. Jordan, all of his posts, because you also like every other person's posts.
Well, Jerry's not really on social media at all.
That too.
You know, he doesn't really care. But if I see a picture, male, female, whatever, I just hit like.
Yeah.
If I like it. I
believe you hit like even if you don't like it. It's just your instinct. Picture, like, picture, like, picture, like, like.
I like the pictures, yeah.
You would be suspicious of your man because he's not big on social media. That's where you get in trouble is if you're not on social media a lot, but then you only like a handful of other ladies' pictures.
I would be like, huh, because he doesn't post. He doesn't really.
Right.
He just hops on for a minute to say happy birthday occasionally.
Right. But if he went on for a minute and he liked all of Chrissy Teigen's bathing suit pictures and then he left, you'd be upset.
Hold on. You didn't like my post? No.
I know,
we don't get an update on what happened when he opened the box.
You know, I think there was when they opened the box and they kind of laughed it off as a joke, mostly. But what else are you going to do, I guess? Go get a number 12 tattoo, Tom Brady. Just remember that. Talking about dudes liking lady pictures on Instagram, and is that okay? And this person says it totally depends. If all they're doing is liking pictures of scantily clad women, then heck no. And I'm thinking to myself, Monica, is there any other kind of picture on Instagram?
Like, if you go to Instagram, that's like all the pictures are, you know, I like that.
Boot and cleavage. Like, that's...
It's a lot of it.
I feel like that's pretty much all there is on Instagram for the most part. But yeah, you can text in to 52353. There was something trending online. It was about the thing. It seemed totally normal to you as a kid that whatever your family did or what you grew up with. And then you realize when you got out into the real world that, wait a minute.
People do it differently.
Other people, this person, her parents were nudists. So until she was a teenager, she just thought everyone took off all their clothes when they got home from work.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah,
that is definitely different. Did you know that I was lied to for a great... You
were.
I was a great deal of my childhood. I was lied to. Not a great deal of my childhood. I think I was I was about 6 years old when I realized that there was life beyond Channel 2.
Oh, bless your heart.
I was lied to. I had no idea. Aww. I was Channel 2, where I grew up, was the PBS channel. So, you know, it had like Sesame Street and then, you know, boring stuff on it. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and everything. So, you know, and I watched those shows. And I had no idea that the television had other channels on it. No clue, because it was only Channel 2. There was no remote. There was none of those things. And
I can imagine your excitement.
Oh, my God. I remember it.
Did you cry?
I excitedly ran to my parents to break the news to them because, you know, I just...
Guys, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe it at all.
Because there I was sitting by the television one day, and kids back in the day, TVs had knobs on them, and that's how you would change the channel. It had all these numbers on it. And I don't know why it never occurred to me, like, what is this knob? Maybe I thought it was for the oven. I have no idea. But I sat there, and I walked up to the television, and I thought,
hey, what does this knob do?
And I moved the knob. And it went to channel 3, which was all static. But then it went to channel 4, and there's stuff on this channel. Oh, my God. And then I went to channel 5, and channel 5 had things on it, and channel 6, and channel 7. And I remember running to my parents and saying, you're not going to believe this. There's all of these channels. I said, like, and they were going all the way up to, like, 55 and 60. There were channels all over the place. They laughed at me.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they said, oh, he found the channel.
I know. They were like, damn it. The jig is up. He figured out that there's other crap that he can watch on TV. But yeah, I just thought it was channel 2. I didn't realize there were other channels at all.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Like, it was your normal.
Yep.
You know?
It was.
And, like, for me, it was normal for me to walk into the house and have my mom tell me, you know, not to go towards the sink. Don't put my hands in the sink because there's live catfish in there. Or, you know, it was just, like, stuff, like, random things like that. That was the everyday.
That was the one that gets me. I mean, there's all sorts of other, chitlins was a regular food in your house, and some of those foods are unusual. But the live animals in the sink, like, that's the extra mile right there. And that seemed totally normal to you.
It was normal. I was like, you know, being in the country, too, we'll have, like, you go outside, there might be a lizard on the porch. My mom was like, move out the way. And she would just take a knife and just chop them in half and pour salt on them. And it was like, it was... normal to me.
Sure.
You know, and I just went all about my business. You know? I was a kid. So
yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That's
so just, well, that's I guess different. You know, basically you had the circle of life in your house. You had life in the sink and then murder.
Country girl. Front.
I was forced to just answer the worst questions. The worst. Oh, choices.
You were really upset about it.
I was. I sat there questions. And I thought, like there's no good answers here. And then even as I'm, like, typing my answers, I'm thinking, well, this is a terrible answer.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when Monica hosts Who Knows Who.
Let's get it rolling. We're going to start with Antoine, okay? I'm going to give you a question about Zach.
Okay.
And you have to give me his answer. Okay, so I asked Zach, you must live with one of these people.
Oh, boy.
Which one are you picking? Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato.
All right.
Who did he pick?
All right. He did not pick Demi because, you know, Demi, she is, you know, healthy and sober now. And that'd just be a wrinkle in his life. He wouldn't want to drink around her. Selena or Taylor? Wow. Okay. I really don't think Zach likes Selena at all.
Mm.
Like, I just don't think that you're a fan
of
Selena.
So. You don't think I like Selena Gomez?
You don't hate her, but I just don't think you're like you don't want to be around her constantly.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, Taylor, she's still doing a bunch of concerts. She'll leave. I'm going Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay. Zach.
Sorry, you're wrong.
That means you're wrong.
What did you say?
I chose Demi Lovato.
What?
Yes, because at least I think she's hot. That was the only thing I had. That was it. I had nothing else because
that
I can't.
That was it.
Selena Gomez, I just can't. She is not for me. I don't like the baby face. The fact that now she thinks she's a cook. She's going to be telling me what to do in the kitchen and you can get out of here.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
And
Taylor Swift?
I find her to be whiny in general. She's kind of always whining about something. Taylor Swift, I almost answered. I'm like, all right. I'm going with Taylor Swift, super rich, you know, long legs, all this stuff. But then, oh my God, you're right, Antoine. She would be gone all the time on tour. And guess what? I'd be there taking care of her cats. And that is a
Yes. I forgot about the cats.
It was the cats. It was the cats.
Man, I forgot about the cats.
And her drinking out of saucers of milk and all sorts of stuff. So I apologize to Demi Lovato. I am probably going to screw her over and send her back down the path of her demons. But I had to. Man. I had to. I didn't want to.
Oh, I forgot about the cats.
But you forgot about the cats. Yeah, I'm sorry. No point for you, Antoine. All right. Okay.
All right. So, Zach, your turn. Okay, so I asked Antoine. I said, who gets smacked and the friendship is over? So Antoine's going to smack the heck out of somebody and then the friendship is over.
Okay.
Will he pick Will Smith, LeBron James, or Samuel Jackson?
So he has to smack one of these people.
That was a question that I asked her.
He's going to smack the fire out of him.
Okay. I said, who's doing the smacking? She goes, you are. I was like, oh, great.
So you're going to walk up. You're going to, like, lick your hand and put some powder on it.
I'm putting my soul into this slap.
Okay. What the five fingers say to the face?
And then our friendship is over.
So you don't even get to be friends with those people anymore. Wow. Because those are three people that Antoine very much loves.
I love all three of them.
You love all three.
I could spend copious amount of times with all three of them.
I feel what like say? No matter what, Antoine, Will Smith is his boy. Like, that's still the one. So it's got to be one of the other two. LeBron. God, I mean, it's like best basketball player of all time. Antoine's athletic idol.
He is.
Businessman.
He is.
Father.
Yeah.
Giver to the community. And then
great
you got
friend.
Sam Jackson. Will it be him? Mm. Will your mother bleep him, slap him in his mother bleeping face?
Samuel Jackson.
Mother bleeping pain.
Who I dressed up as Halloween 2019.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Yep.
But I think you also feel like he's the one who can take it. He'll be okay with it the best. And the other two are like idols of yours. And while you like Sam Jackson and you think he's cool, you're just going to have to rear back and send him to the floor. Sam Jackson is my answer.
Sam Jackson? Zach?
Yeah.
Antoine, go ahead and respond to Zach's guest. What did you say?
I said Sam Jackson.
Aha! Correct.
And the only thing I had to go off of, because I love all three of them, Sam Jackson is the only one I can imagine giving me a reason to slap. Like, he's going to cuss me out at some
That's
point.
That's what it is, yeah.
And we're just going to fight. It's just going to be a fight. I'm just going to have to slap him
at
some
He
point.
Does cop attitude. You know what? If you ever accidentally confuse one of his roles with one of Lawrence Fishburne's roles, you're dead.
He would not be happy about that.
Yep, he'll be ready to slap
like,
you.
You were great in The Matrix. Now we're fighting.
Yeah, it might be self-defense at that point. Like, okay, point for me.
All right. Okay, got a
two.
Point.
Okay.
All right, so Antoine, so I asked Zach this question. I said, you got to pick one food, and you're going to have that food for dinner forever.
Oh, man.
Forever.
His choices, forever. All right, his choices. Overcooked steak, soup, or kimchi over rice.
Oh. All right, there's no way overcooked steak. He'd rather starve to death. He'd rather eat his own finger. There's no way overcooked steak, and if he says that's the answer, I'm leaving the show. I'm done for today. Soup. It's not a meal, but kimchi over rice? Like, you're just going to be hungry. Ugh. It's going to be just, like, stuck in your teeth. It's going to be dry.
Smell. Fermented
There's
cabbage.
Nothing.
Fermented cabbage for
it's
the rest
good.
Of your life.
I got it in the fridge now.
Let's not forget about your grootsy toot toots that's going to happen.
For the sake of our friendship and what I
oh,
think
God.
Of
oh,
you,
no.
I'm going to say soup. Like, you had to at least go with soup.
Soup?
Come on, Zach.
What'd you say, Zach?
Come on. You did,
that
what?
Means you're wrong.
What did you pick?
What did you say,
if
Zach?
If you said overcooked steak, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. You bye. Said overcooked steak.
Bye, Antoine. Bye. We'll see you later.
I'm out of here.
Bye, Felicia.
I said
Say
I
it.
Said
Go
steak.
Ahead and say it, Zach. Say it out loud.
Overcooked steak.
Say it aloud.
I said it.
What did
it.
You say?
I hate it. Bye. I'll see you. He's leaving.
Can
He's
I hear
gone.
That one more time? What was your answer?
No, I don't want to say it anymore. I couldn't pick soup because it wasn't actual food, so I just would never, at least.
Okay,
I don't
I'm
know.
Back.
I felt like I could lick the top of the steak, and it would taste like a nice grilled steak. And I don't. I mean, you know,
it hurts you so bad to say.
It's jerky. I was eating jerky. Yes.
The only reason I came back in the studio is because I forgot my mask, and I can't be out in the hallway without
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
That's the only reason I'm still
Thank
here.
You, coronavirus. We appreciate you.
Wow.
I know. I didn't like. Again, I didn't like any of those answers. But you are right. Kimchi. My God, my butt's gonna smell
Overcooked
like old cabbage.
Steak.
At least at one time, it was a food that I enjoyed. That's the way I
looked at it. He said overcooked steak.
As opposed to soup,
Zach,
where I wouldn't just
eat overcooked steak, y'all.
Yeah, that's what he said.
On principle, because I didn't want to. I would have said soup, and I'll tell you why I didn't, is because I didn't want to give Monica any encouragement to her argument that soup is food. So she would sit here and say, see, Zach admits that soup is food. I didn't want her to be right. I would rather suffer.
You made me be wrong so that she can't be right.
So I don't have to hear it from
her. That's what he did.
You are totally right on that, Antoine, and I apologize for it. So
he loves overcooked steak.
Wow.
God, I hate you. Okay. I hate you and your questions. Final question. Here we go. Let's do it.
Antoine has a new pet.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Question.
What is it? Is it a ferret, a turtle, or a stink bug farm?
These are the questions that I get.
Monica's the worst. She's the worst. You know what she is? She's trying to defy us. She's trying to ruin our friendship.
Yeah, she really is.
It worked.
What? I'm bringing us closer. We got to understand one another. Sometimes you got to go, you know, dig a little deeper.
Antoine has an irrational fear of turtles, so there's just no way. He doesn't want to subject himself to that. He doesn't trust these things.
They're so terrifying.
They're weird little heads sticking out and going back in, and the little mouth going like this. So there's no way it's a turtle. Stink bugs are just flipping nasty, man. And you got to have this whole stink bug farm. That's going to remind him too much of ladybugs he got stuck up all the time at his house. So even though he has to deal with their musky, stupid, rodent-like behavior, at least he can keep a ferret in a cage and try to just leave it there. So I'm going to go with ferret. Final answer.
Ferret?
Yeah.
Antoine, what did you say?
All right. I had the choice of these three animals, and I picked turtle.
What?
I picked turtle.
What?
And the reason that I picked the turtle is because Monica is so proud of herself right now. It's annoying.
She really is. She's really trying to ruin us. She's ruining everything we stand for, Antoine.
I have fun with this game. You know what?
I can put a turtle in a giant aquarium that it cannot get out of. And then I can stare at the turtle and maybe get over this irrational fear that I have of the turtle. Like, the ferret could get loose.
They're wiggly and wriggly.
The stink
bug
farm, stuff could crack, and now they're all over the place. The turtle, I know where he is, and I could just stare at him. And I could watch him die slowly.
And even if he gets...
Dang!
I just had to feed him.
He took it there, and that's where we end.
Yes.
I'll be damned.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
This is no good. Sad news for Nicki Minaj. Her dad passed away after a hit and run.
Yeah.
He said he was walking in the road, and car hit him, and kept on going. So they're trying to investigate to see exactly, you know, what happened, and, you know, who it was.
Yeah,
you know?
Who was at fault. So, I mean, was he crossing the street in some way?
He said he was walking in the road and the car struck him, but the car didn't stop. So
I had a dude the other day. I mean, I almost hit him. He was crossing the street just in the middle of the road on a diagonal, and I was coming from over his right-hand shoulder. He didn't look one time. Not once. He just kept walking diagonal, and I thought he was going to stop. He did not stop. And then
He didn't glance at you?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
He could have just been walking through a yard. I mean, that's how little he was looking around into my direction. But still, that's unfortunate, whether there was a situation or not. I mean, you certainly don't want that to happen in a hit and run. You never want that to happen. So that does suck for her.
Yeah. Number 2.
So actor Jason Biggs, he said that his biggest regret is turning down How I Met Your Mother.
Oops.
Yeah. So he turned down playing Ted on the show, and he said that is the biggest regret that he has.
I wonder why he turned it down. Did he have some other job? Did he just think it was stupid, like it was never going to be a thing, and he moved on? Because that show started around that same time that he had the American Pie popularity. From when that movie first came out. So he should have capitalized that. So did he say yes to something else instead that he thought was going to be bigger? That's what happened. Sort of like
probably
the dude that quit American Idol back in the day.
Yeah.
Oops.
Was it Dunkelman or something like that? Dunkelman.
Thank you very much. Dunkelman.
Yes, that guy.
Yep. Yeah, that dude, he said, I don't want to be typecast American Idol. I don't think it's going to last very long anyway. I'm going to move on to other things. Yeah, that didn't work out for Dinkelman, as you pointed out.
Number 1.
Well, you said that you have more Twitter followers than that guy.
I did at one point. I probably don't now. I lose Twitter followers all the time because I guess most of mine are Russian robots or something. I don't know. Every time I go into Twitter, I've lost like 20 people. And I think, all right. Yay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I guess they're doing you a service by getting rid of the fake bot accounts. Or are
That's
they?
True.
I would just rather have them on there. Like, just, I don't care. Just let
me see.
Well,
I guess people pay for the bots. Some people pay for the followers and stuff.
Well, I didn't pay
money. Who do they pay?
Buttville. Actually, I was talking to somebody the other day, because I'm totally into this Clubhouse social media thing now.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying that he once worked, he was doing tech for a dating company, a dating app that was trying to get launched. And the problem is, in the beginning, you know, no guys are going to come unless there's girls, and no girls are going to come unless there's guys. So it's like, how do you do that? So there used to be this company in Brazil where you could buy thousands of fake dating profiles, and the bots would send messages to the guys, and then real people would join in after. But it was basically like to get things going so you could turn it into real. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Shady boots on that one.
Well, good news for Dave Chappelle, because he settled, you know, because he had that lawsuit going with Viacom, CBS. And he says that now his show is back on Netflix and they paid me millions.
Yeah.
So he got his money.
He basically told everyone, don't watch my show because Comedy Central doesn't pay me any money because of the contract. I mean, he did say it's the contract I signed, but it's an unfair contract.
I asked you to stop watching the show, and thank God Almighty for you, you did. You made that show worthless, because without your eyes, it's nothing. And when you stopped watching it, they called me. And I got my name back. And I got my license back. And I got my show back. And they paid me millions of dollars. Thank you very much. And finally, after all these years, I can finally say to Comedy Central, it's been a pleasure doing business with you.
So good for him. Did I see, or did I just read this wrong? Because I may have, because it said Chappelle's show returning to Netflix. So obviously it's the old ones. Is he doing new ones too? Or is it just?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You can text in. But it was, I don't think he is.
I don't know how you can go back to that show, because there's it's such a controversial show with so many of the different topics.
Now?
And just, with now. So I don't know if you even try. You just move forward with your stand-up specials and you do other stuff. Because I don't see how
you bring it back. And like In Living Color,
You
could never bring that back.
No, there's just so many things that it's different now, and you can't do it.
Hey, everybody, it's time for Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thang.
I do a pretty good Mickey.
I commend you on it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'm not proud of it, though, because it's not cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. You can't pull that out at a party.
Mm-mm. Right. That don't get you chicks.
No.
Hey, girl, you're looking fly.
Like, it's just, it doesn't work at all.
It's not like you're, like, doing, like, the circle song, like, preschool or whatever.
That's
getting all the
some
kids
nice cleavage. You want to go home with me?
All right. You made it creepy.
That is now.
I'm always going to make it creepy. Hey, Antoine.
Creepy.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Monica Brooks looking good today.
There was a line.
Oh, I left. Man, I crossed the line an hour ago. What are you talking about? I crossed the line about 18 years ago, actually. All right, so the backwards game today. It is Antoine, it is Monica, and it is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So we're going to do a little Mickey. We're going to do a little Goofy. And what I learned is I am incapable of doing Donald Duck, so I have some Donald Duck outtakes as well. Because I was Donald's going to be round three, but I can't talk. I can't talk and do that quack at the same time. It's too hard.
It is really hard. I've tried it.
Oh, my God. It is. So, anyway, we'll get into the game now. It's, if Monica Brooks, you're looking good today. Why don't you go first?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Mickey Mouse in the ground.
Yeah. Okay, so Monica's going to hear each phrase two times and backwards, and then you're trying to flip it around and see what you sound like. So, round one will be Mickey.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And we'll turn it around backwards. Antoine is heading into the soundproof chamber now. Here we go, Monica. It's
hi, everybody.
Backwards sounds like this.
It'll be real.
Time two.
It'll be real.
It'll be real.
That was pretty good. I like that one. I think it's going to be enjoyable. No matter what, whether it's good or bad, it's going to make us all smile.
All right, I'm back.
And that's what we need. Antoine's back from the soundproof chamber. You're going to get the same thing.
Hi, everybody.
We flip it around backwards. You hear it two times, and then you talk all backwards. Here we go. Time one.
It'll be real.
Time two.
It'll be real.
Heater nerve here.
You had like a little hoop hoop at the end there. Whoop. Sucking wind.
I was running out of air. Yeah. High pitch. It didn't have my helium.
But right now we're trapped in high voice day. So Monica gave us this. We're listening for hi everybody.
Get out of here. Oh.
Let's flip it around and what do we get?
Hi everybody.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi everybody.
I heard it, especially in the laugh. I really liked the laugh.
Yeah, I did. All right, Antoine gave us this.
All right, it goes.
Oh, today's a good day. Here we go.
Oh, hey, Nerdy. Oh, hey, Nerdy.
I like that.
I feel like you guys are laughing a little too hard.
Well, and it is not with you, it's at you.
No,
Monica
definitely.
Brown. Correct. Point for Monica. There we go. 1-0 in the game. Antoine, here's your chance to redeem yourself with yet another high pitched person, sort of. Here's
lucky me.
Goofy.
Oh, this is a Goofy.
Goofy doesn't have a catchphrase. It's like, hey, hi, I'm Goofy.
That's it. It's a laugh. It's that swallow.
Yeah.
I had to do like Monica does. This is Batman. That kind of thing. Okay, Monica, go to the soundproof chamber. Get out. You're going to hear, hey, this is Goofy, 2 times backwards, and then you're going to say it, and we're going to flip it around, and we're going to see what we get. So here we go. In round 2, Antoine is up with this.
If this is it, oh, yeah.
Time 2.
If this is it, oh, yeah.
Your first is it, group.
It's a good Swedish chef. Ergish Borgen, Bork, Bork, Bork.
Skorgishborg.
Antoine's is fun. I'm not sure it's good.
It's not.
But I enjoyed it. It has a lot of Ergish Borgen, Forgishborgen to it. So you're going to hear it 2 times backwards, Monica. It's, oh, this is Goofy. 2 times. Here we go.
Your first is it, oh, yeah.
Time 2.
Your first is it, oh, yeah.
Yes, this is you. Hiccup.
Hiccup. Yours sucked. That's good.
Yes.
I like it, though.
I felt that.
That's okay. That's fine. Antoine needs this round so we can get to the finale. So he gave us this.
Here for Zizzy Group.
Let's see if we flip it around. We're listening for, this is Goofy. Here we go.
This is Goofy.
It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's in there.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I heard that Goofy, yeah.
I heard a little bit in there. Monica, I don't know what we're going to hear.
Yes, this is you. Here go.
It's going to be perfect. That's what we're going to hear.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it's going to be. Hiccup. We reverse it around. We are listening for, this is Goofy.
Okay. This is Goofy.
No, there's nothing in there. Point, Antoine. Correct.
He jumped in and said, Goofy. Not Gucci.
Yeah. Goofy. Goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy. Goofy. Here we go. Final round.
All
now,
right.
What I learned is I wanted it to be Donald Duck. I can't do it. I can't do Donald Duck. I can't talk. I can do the little quack. So here, enjoy some Donald Duck outtakes before we get to the actual round. Like, that was okay. I think that's okay, Donald Duck, but it trails off from there.
Donald Duck.
Yeah. No, that's...
Ooh.
No, here's I one. Don't... Did you turn into a gremlin?
You almost died doing that.
I did. I almost died.
Into a gremlin.
I did. I couldn't do it.
Smoker's voice right
so
there.
So we went with this one instead. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Yes,
we moved on. We went to the song.
You went to the furthest side.
I did. Well, like, I was out of characters.
We're going away.
I'm like, why do Minnie? It's the same as Mickey. It's no good. So we're going to do hot dog, hot diggity dog. Time 2. Terrible job. Good.
That was terrible. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was, but that's okay.
All right, I'm back.
She did terrible, Antoine.
It's awful. You
this
win.
Is your moment to shine.
No,
you can do this. You can pull this off.
We'll see how that happens.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Time 2. Not bad. I think you got an extra hodna in there at the end, but that's okay.
Hey, I like hot dogs.
Extra hot dogs. You throw a little hot dog in there. What will happen here in the final round of the backwards game? Monica Brooks delivered this fine gem. We were listening for hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh, diggity. Yeah, bossa.
Okay, let's reverse it around. What do we get?
Macho
man.
I want you to be. macho man. I'm talking macho man. I like it. That's good.
That's what it is.
All right, Antoine.
God, hi-ya.
Flip it around, listening for hot dog, hot diggity dog. Here we go.
Hi-ya. Diggity dog.
Antoine wins! Yes.
Correct. Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, the problem solved.
Your winner and new champion.
Antoine
Terrell
in
the
game.
Yes, but you know what, Monica? Congrats. You did win the All Village People edition of
Congratulations.
Backwards game. Ah, yes. I'm having a Valentine's Day hangover today. It's a good hangover, though, right?
Yeah.
Your love hangover. Maybe having your rage hangover.
Yeah, there's a lot of love on Facebook. I enjoy seeing, once again, the pictures.
It's always nice to see something on Facebook that's
positive.
If that's positive. Exactly. That's not the same trash over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess if nothing else, if we want to look at this stupid pandemic and everything in it, it has given me, if nothing else, the appreciation for back to school pictures, you know, where the kids stand by the little sign, that whole thing on that first day of school. Yeah. Shoot, I missed the ice bucket challenge. Bring back the ice bucket challenge.
Yes. You look forward to all that stuff. Just like bring it back.
Yep.
Once at one time it was annoying. You're like, okay, come on.
I look forward to
enjoy seeing the love.
Really, what I look forward to is the time where all of that stuff is annoying again. That's what I'm hoping for. Because then that means we're back to our normal complainy selves. That's what I want. Back taking things for granted. That'll be the best. Communication, of course, totally different now because you're not seeing people as much. So maybe you're talking to them, and emojis are definitely a thing. So there's so many different emojis. Just in general, but there's also many different hearts. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. You
know, all sorts of different colors. Well, yeah, and I guess it's important to know that certain colors mean certain things, or at least people think they do, so you need to watch out, or you need to be aware. I mean, they say the red heart, most likely to be used in a flirtatious way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. It's love.
Well, yeah, right, but love, love is kind of flirty, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if someone was sending you a red heart, you know, if it's your husband, well, that makes total sense. But if it's your coworker, then you have to ask them, just be aware of what's going on. Are they being flirty? Because if you think to yourself, are they being flirty?
Well, I use the red heart. I send my friends and stuff red hearts and, you know, the kiss emoji all the time. Like, oh, you know.
You're a tease, though. That's what it is. You're messing with their hearts. The red one's pretty standard, I think, is what it is. You kind of get deeper in this.
All right.
So the pink heart with sparkles, that one is to show affection, appreciation, and gratitude.
Okay.
Because it's like a light red.
All right.
So that's love ya. That's what that one is. Love ya.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I love you so much. Yeah, it's just kind of love you. Purple hearts are popular with fans of BTS. So in case you're wondering why you see purple hearts, they've claimed that for themselves. So the purple heart belongs to BTS. The blue heart is considered the most neutral. And what's interesting about this is because it's considered neutral, they say a lot of brands use it. So now you'll notice that. Like you go on Twitter, and if they're using the blue hearts, it's to say, love you. All of you, everyone, but not too much. Just a respectful amount. Thank you and hello.
All right. Playing it safe.
Yeah. The white heart. I had not heard this one before, but it's used a lot when talking about someone who died.
I haven't even seen the white heart.
Yeah, well, maybe it's invisible or something. I don't know. The broken heart emoji is sadness. Oh, really? Okay. Had no
idea.
Yeah,
we get that. Yeah.
Do you know which color is used the least of all the different colored hearts? One we haven't gotten to yet.
The green.
Nope. The green is fans of the Korean boy band group NCT. So not BTS, but NCT. Nope, not green. It's a less appealing color.
Brown.
Yep, it's brown. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
not surprising.
I know, because who's sending you the doo-doo heart? Like, what's going on there? Hello.
Yeah, I was like, what does that mean?
I love you.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.